but you know, it's all video game disco! This week on the show, we got Scott from Budget Arcade. We're also going to swing through the drive-thru of Crazy Crabs. Crazy Crabs! Oh! Get up! Get out! Get out! Get up! Get him go!
All right, welcome to Neo Retro Video Game Disco, Episode 3. You might notice by the ambiance, the sound, that I'm not in the public bathroom at the local library. They're still making repairs from the time that Elliot blew it up. And I don't mean figuratively. Literally blew up the bathroom. He's terrible at defusing bombs. Anyway, so I have to record this episode in my car, just cruising down the streets of the local town I live in that houses the local library. And I decided to go ahead and just bring my guest in at the first part of the show. I know it's a little different than you're used to, but so here in the car with me is host and creator of Budget Arcade. It's Scott Taft. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing good, Jeff. How are you?
I wish I was in my normal studio. These seats in my car are worn down. The springs are poking in sensitive areas, so it's much more comfortable on the cool porcelain on the toilets at the local library.
Doesn't that give you hemorrhoids, though?
It's too bad you'll never get the opportunity to sit in those seats.
What do you mean?
You'll see. All right, so... So this week's show, we're talking about... Scott is the perfect guest to have on this episode because we grew up playing the same games. I've known Scott since I was 11. We met in sixth grade. I hated his guts then. Not much has changed. So that's not true, obviously, but it's a little true. So, all right. So growing up, we played the same games. We rented stuff for the NES. You got any fond memories of us gaming as kids?
Oh, yeah. There was one time that I rented Secret of Evermore, and I played it all night, and then woke you up so you could play.
Let me reiterate this. So, I'm at Scott's house. We go to Blockbuster Video, and if you don't know what that is, it's a big building that had old things.
Is this gum under your seat?
That's not my seat. That's a replacement. I went to U-Pull it.
Why is it so sticky?
Oh, it came from a prison bus. There's no telling what that is. Just wash your hands, all right? I got some moist towelettes. Here, use these.
Hand sanitizer, maybe?
No, just use these moist towelettes.
Why do they smell like butt?
Not those moist towelettes. Oh, sorry. Okay, you know, just keep your hands out the window, okay? All right, where were we? Okay, so Scott... We go to the Blockbuster, which is a big building where you borrow old things for money. He decides to get a single-player RPG. The night his friend is coming over.
There's two characters in the game.
So it's about a boy and his dog. There's two characters in the game, but it is not two-player. It's a single-player RPG. You got nothing to say.
You could have told the dog where to go.
All right, so... He's playing, having a great time. Hey, man, can I get a shot? No, just give me a few more minutes. Hey, man, can I get a shot? No, just give me a few more minutes. Next thing I know, he's waking me up at 4 a.m. telling me it's my turn.
It was your turn. I was done with my turn.
I didn't want to play. Anyway, so one of the games we grew up on, my personal favorite game, probably, like, it's hard to say my favorite game, but if someone were to ask me my favorite game, the first game that pops into my brain is Toe Jam and Earl. For the Sega Genesis. It came out in 1991. It was made by Greg Johnson, who I knew in high school. I knew a Greg Johnson in high school.
Wait a minute, dude. The Greg Johnson we knew would have been 9 at the time.
Yeah, he was a prodigy, right? And he just made video games, and he made one of my favorite games.
Is that why he never lets play on his computer?
Probably.
What a jerk.
All right, so we played this game as kids all the time, and we never beat it. Until we were grown.
So hard.
It really isn't, though. Like, now that I've beaten it...
As a kid, it was hard.
Yeah, as a kid, it was hard. But Scott came over as an adult. I got a Sega Genesis for helping someone move. First thing I did is I went to a store called Babbage's, which nobody remembers, and bought a copy of Toe Jam and Earl.
Weren't they owned by EB Games?
I think they may have became EB Games. But so Scott comes over, we drop it in, and we say, today is the day we beat Toe Jam and Earl.
And get rid of our foot fungus.
No, I still have mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm quite fond of it. It feels good to scratch. And when you get the hot water in the shower and it hits the part that peels and oozes, ah, it's divine. So so he came over, we beat the game, and man, what great memories of that game. Do you have any fond memories?
Level 21.
Fantastic level. Now, the thing about that is, though, there's two ways to play. There's fixed and random. So if you play fixed, level 21 is always the same. And I know that there was a fixed one because I saw someone speedrun it. And you have to play fixed to speedrun it. Now, if you play random, the game's going to simulate kind of more of that roguelite feel that we get in a lot of modern games. The boards are different. Every time you walk around, things are in a different place. And the point of the game is to collect ship pieces.
Except for level 1 and level 0. Those were always the same.
Yes.
No matter what.
And the final level when you complete the game on Funkatron.
Yes.
So the story of the game. Do you want to talk about the story of the game? I feel like I'm talking a lot.
Okay. The story of the game was two funkadelic, psychedelic aliens, rap aliens, from Funkatron are headed over to Earth and have a little bit of a ship problems.
Earl wrecks the ship.
Yeah. Mainly because Earl's a terrible driver. Don't let Earl drive it ever. Almost as bad as Jeff.
Excuse me?
What? Oh, nothing. So, yeah, anyways, they crash land into Earth, which it's a terrible Earth because there's, like, layers of Earth. There's no, like, you know, form to the Earth.
So there's layers of Earth, and there's space underneath it.
Maybe it's when God made the Earth.
The vacuum of space. I think it happens in the same place that mutants play football for that mutant football league. Now.
Possibly.
The point of the game is to, as you've crashed your ship, there's pieces all over Earth on these different levels. There's 25 floors is the best way I can put it. You start.
So maybe Peekman is loosely based on Toe Jam and Earl.
No. No, I don't think so.
Same concept.
I've never played Peekman.
You've never played Peekman?
Did I stutter?
Idiot!
Okay, so you go from floor to floor using these elevators, right?
Yes, elevators.
So
they look like phone booths, which people don't know what those are, do you?
No, no, they don't. We don't know what they are. How many phone booths have you seen in your lifetime? Booths?
In the Superman comics.
Okay, so none.
Exactly.
It's going to take all day to get through because you keep interrupting. All right, so.
Hey, look, a squirrel.
It's not a squirrel. That's your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, where was I again?
All right. You're in the driver's seat. That's where you are.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so, I should actually pay attention to the road.
Oh, yeah.
I've been here looking at the levels. Woo. Okay. Good save. All right.
That's why that squirrel you hit back there.
That wasn't a squirrel. That was your hand.
You didn't hit my hand.
Okay. So, you go. Listen, we're never going to finish this episode. So, you go from level to level.
And then sometimes back down to the level.
Sometimes back down. So every time you get to a level, it says ship piece here. So if you're paying attention, you won't miss a ship piece. But you do need to pay attention.
Unless you're 12-year-olds like we were.
Yes.
And then we miss ship pieces regularly.
Now, as you go around, they have some of the coolest character models, not just for Toe Jam and Earl, but the enemies in the game. Are some of the coolest. Which are some of your favorites?
I always enjoyed the Nerd Herd and the Dentist because of his laugh.
Yes, the Dentist has a very... Go ahead and give us that.
All right, let me see if I can do the laugh still.
That's pretty accurate, Scott. So my favorites are actually the Nerd Herd as well, but I also love the Boogeyman. And like you said, the laugh, you love the laugh. The Boogeyman goes, booga, 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 booga.
Boogie, 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 boogie.
The sound design in this game is incredible. All the voice work, and there's very little voice work. But even the on my phone, when I get a text, when you pick up money in the game, you hear the character go, money! And that is the text on my phone. This is an important game for me.
You got money on your text? I want some money on my phone.
You have to stop taking things so literally.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So, oh God, we're going to be here all day. Okay.
Stop sign.
Too late.
Oh. Sorry. Sorry, ma'am. Those will heal up.
All right. So, I can't stay on track. All right. So, what the music. Do you remember the music?
Yes. The music was pretty amazing. It was a little bit repetitive, but just playing through the game, you're really not. I mean, I never really focused on the music as much. It's something I've focused more, you know, as I've gotten older.
Yeah, but with this game specifically, the music is bow, 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 bow. As you can hear, that music.
That's great music. Do you have that on CD or is that still a tape deck?
That is
8-track. What?
Yeah, they didn't 8-track. Everybody here. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to pretend. I don't know how that song played in the car right now. I have no idea.
Do you have an iPod under the seat? Oh, no. More gum.
Yeah, that's not gum. But
oh, gosh. Where's your moist Halouettes?
They're right here.
Okay, thank you. Oh, no, this one smells like poop again!
Not that one!
Dang it!
Hands out the windows! What are you doing over there?
My hands are flapping in the breeze.
Oh, okay, all right. I see that now. All right, so one of the things is the game has a lot of... well, I'm not going to say a lot of secret. It has one secret in particular that is one of my favorite secrets in all the video games. On level one, like Scott said earlier, level one's always the same. And if you get, we should probably get into the gifts first. Let's get into the gifts.
So you're going to give me a gift?
No! All day! So when you are walking around the world, there are gifts randomly scattered throughout the world.
Yes, and each gift is random until you open that gift and figure out what it is.
Exactly. So there's an identify mechanic as well. There are wise men that you will find wearing carrot suits throughout the world, and if you go up to them and pay them a dollar...
Why a carrot suit?
I don't know.
I never understood that.
I don't know. But if you pay them a dollar or $2, I think, he will identify any of the gifts in your inventory that you select.
What if I'm hungry and I want a carrot, though?
Listen, I knew this was a mistake. I got something planned for you. All right, so...
Food, right?
Yeah, we'll grab something to eat. So let's finish talking about this first game. We'll take a quick break and go get some food, all right? So one of the secrets is on level zero, it's always this, back to the items. Yes. So as you open these items, you get different things. You get Icarus wings that let you fry, rocket boots that scoot you along.
You fry Icarus wings?
Dear Lord.
You're making me hungry. We're going to have fried Icarus wings?
Yes. Actually, I know this place that has great chicken sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
And they're a sponsor of ours. So now if I can...
Popeyes?
Dear God. I don't want to do this anymore.
The internet says their chicken sandwiches are amazing.
I just want to record the show. You're going to make this easy for me. Anyway.
Recording or editing?
I got something else for you.
Editing, yes.
Yeah, okay. No. All right, now. What was I talking about?
The gifts.
The gifts. So as you open them, you get different items. A lot of them add mobility. They give you weapons. Some of them kill you. Some of them give you a level. So as you walk around, you're gaining experience. And when you level up, you get XP and foot speed. And
Think fast. Favorite gift?
Not
fast enough. No,
you're right. Dang it.
Rocket
Icarus
boots.
Wings. Both very good. Now... When some of these wings give you a lot of mobility, specifically rocket boots and Icarus wings, and also there is an inner tube. Now, if you find one of these items and you use it on the first level and you go all the way down to the lower left corner, there's another piece of land there with a hole in the middle. If you drop down there, you go to Hula Island, where there's hula women, there's a hot tub, and there's a lemonade stand. If you get in the hot tub, you get fully healed. If you drink lemonade, you get a bonus life. It's one of my favorite secrets in any video game.
Yes. And I believe there was also another island in the top right that had a bunch of gifts.
I don't know.
I know
there is an island all the way at the top. I think it's at full 12 o'clock. on the map. So when you play the game, there's a map on your screen. When you hit the C button, I believe, it'll bring up a map that reveals itself as you explore it.
Oh, yes, the Fog of War.
So to speak.
Yes.
It's not quite.
We didn't really explain that, and that's part of the experience points as you to level you in the game.
Exactly. So as you unveil things, as you identify presence, as you just walk, you gain XP and get higher. So that's the basis of the first game. When you beat the game, you go to Funkatron. All your friends are there, and some awesome music plays. It's a fantastic game. Any final thoughts on the first game?
The transition between levels a little nauseating just because of the plaid colors that are in the background.
I love it. And it could just be...
No, but I mean, it's funky and it's great for the game, but you know.
One of my favorite things about the game is the elevator. So you traverse levels by getting in elevators.
Well, the elevator parts where Toe Jam and Earl are bantering between each other is classic.
Well, and I just...
Almost as good as ours.
I think the reason I liked them so much, it reminded me of going in a phone booth like Bill and Ted. Because it disappears and it goes to the next level. I love it. I love everything about this game. It's perfect, in my opinion. I love it. All right. So this game came out in 91. And there were, I'm just going to run down briefly the history. There was a sequel called Toe Jam and Earl Return to Funkatron, which was a 2D side-scroller. I hate that game.
That game doesn't exist in my mind.
Exactly. And maybe it is a fine platformer, but it's not Toe Jam and Earl.
No, not at all. I don't even think it had the aesthetic feel to it.
Well, you were on Funkatron, so it was different colors. It was like purple ground. It stunk. And then they came
almost as bad as these wipes.
Would you put those down? Why are you putting them in your pocket? Just leave them on the floor.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so then there was a third game, and as bad as the second game was, the third game was an insult to fans of Toe Jam and Earl.
Was that the one that utilized the SNES blaster system that they created?
No. So this one came out on the Xbox, the OG Xbox.
Okay.
It was Toe Jam and Earl 3. It was 3D. It went back to the exploration style of levels. It, on paper, and looking at it, to me, it was everything I wanted. And then I played it, and it was filled but nothing with dirty jokes. You could turn them off, but the game was just so not what we wanted. And apparently, according to the guy that created it, it was also, Sega had them put in a bunch of DLC and stuff.
So, back up a second. There was an SNES game, though, where you used the Super Scope and you were fighting the Toe Jam and Earl minions, right? With the tomatoes?
The tomato launcher? Now, you might be thinking of something on Sega with the Menacer.
Oh, was it the Menacer? Yes. Was it the Menacer or the Super Scope? I got to look that one up.
Okay. Well, while you're looking that up, that's the history of it for me. Now, as a fan of the series, I lost hope that I would get another game similar to like Mutant League Football, but they did start a Kickstarter, and this Kickstarter was successful in its first run, and the game was going to get made. It is available. It's on all the systems. It's on PC, Xbox, PS4, Switch, so you can go and pick it up now, and we're going to talk about it in the second half of this episode, but have you figured it out yet, Scott?
Yes, it was with the Menacer, it looks like. Yeah, it was a Toe Jam and Earl shoot 'em up.
I didn't know this existed.
You had it. I played it at your house.
Oh. Oh, yeah. All right, you know what? We're done talking about the first game. Let's pull over and get some food, actually. We're getting close to this spot I've got sponsored by. It's called Crazy Crab's Crazy Crab Shack. So we're just going to pull in here.
What? Is that your brakes? What is that noise?
Shut up, Scott. If you want a sandwich, keep it down.
Fine.
Yeah.
Welcome to Crazy Crab's Crazy Crab Shack. The place so nice, we named it once. It stuck. Well, can I take your order?
Yeah, I want to get... well, actually, what are your specials today?
Everything is special here. I mean, it's Crazy Crab's Crazy Crab Shack. Special is our specialty.
Oh,
Okay. Can you give me what you recommend then?
Oh, yeah, man. The food is great. I mean, you've heard of our napkins and all, but dang the food.
Okay. I would just like eat one. Just pick a menu item. What did you eat here last?
I didn't have lunch yet. I came in late. And I was busy, tired, a lot going on. I'm hungry.
Okay, well, you're in a restaurant, I'm sure. I tell you what,
I'm going to probably make myself something to eat. That you just reminded me, I have probably not eaten in around 72 hours. So, that probably explains why I'm so lightheaded. Right now.
Oh, that could be. I'll tell you what, because I'm really hungry. I'm trying to get back to my show here, and
I'm saying I'm hungry, man. I'm hungry.
Okay.
What are you getting on my case for? I told you I'm having a bad day.
Okay.
And you're all like, what do you want?
I want to order lunch, and I had hoped you could recommend something because I've never eaten here.
Right. That's what I'm trying to do, and you're just getting on my case.
Yeah, but all you're doing is recommending everything.
Crazy Crabs. Crazy Crab Shack. You order food. We give it to you. You give us money. You know, it's not that hard, kid.
First off, I'm not a kid. I'm older, and I have a podcast, and I'm an adult.
This is not interesting to me. I'm hungry. I'm making myself some food here. I'm gonna make a sandwich or something.
All right. Okay.
Can I put you on hold?
No. I'm in the drive-thru. There's no hold button.
Yeah, let me put you on hold.
What's going on? Hello?
Are you still there?
I'm about to not be. Listen.
Who is this?
My name is Jeff. You probably heard of me. I'm the host of the Neo Retro Video Game Disco podcast.
Well, yeah, of course I've heard of you.
Okay. So you're a fan then?
Oh no, dude. Your show is horrible. I mean, I have never seen or heard anything worse in my entire life. It's worse than our food.
Okay, so you wouldn't recommend anything on the menu. You know what? You just go make a sandwich. I'm leaving, all right?
Do you know of a good place to eat nearby? I am starving.
Aren't you in a restaurant? Can't you just make a sandwich or something?
I wouldn't eat this crap.
Well, I'm certainly not going to eat it then.
Well, wait. Don't be too hasty. There's a lot of good stuff on the menu.
Okay, but you just said you weren't going to eat this crap.
Well, we're out of most of it, is all I'm saying. I mean, there's lots of good stuff there on the menu, and if you were hungry, you could pick out a few things.
Okay. So here's what I'm... Okay, so at least by there not being anything, we can narrow this down a bit, right?
Yeah, sure. Let's spitball this thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. So what do you have in stock since you're out of some of the good food?
Well, the all-you-can-eat napkins are generally available most of the time to most people, but considering in the drive-thru, that's hard to work out.
Okay, I don't want to eat napkins. Now, I heard on the ad you had crab legs, crab cakes, and crab fingers and toes.
Sure, those are all on the menu. All on the menu all the time.
Okay, I'll have the crab fingers and toes.
We're out. Right now, we just happen to be out of those particular items.
All right. Do you have any crab items?
Crab-related items? Yeah. Let me look around here a bit.
Oh, Hello?
Hey, welcome to Crazy Crab's Crazy Crab Shack. How can I help you, sir?
It's me still.
Who?
I'm out of here. You know what? I'm out of here.
What an idiot that guy was.
I want fries.
You're impossible. We're going to take a break. We're going to... I think there's some fries under your seat. You dig those out. We're going to take a break.
I'm not touching under the seat again. It's gross under there.
That is true. We'll be right back with more Neo Retro Video Game Disco.
You know, I always do the best I can to take care of the hair on top of my head to keep my flowing locks looking like $1 million. But why do I mistreat the rest of my body? I decided it's time to start taking care of the whole of me as opposed to just the top of my head. So I started using Button Toes, shampoo for below the waist. It's got exfoliating exfoliators that exfoliate, and it gives you that shine so people at work can be jealous. Right now, listeners of Neo Retro Video Game Disco can get a discount by going over to their website, www.buttontoeslawnmaintenanceandshampoo.com/buttontoes, to get some money off of your pricing. Be sure to use promo code Armpit Festival. That's Armpit Festival at Button Toes, the website, I said. Thank you for supporting our sponsors.
All right, welcome back into the studio slash car. So, I don't even know if I finished talking about the reboot of the game. So, we'll get back into that, because Scott and his stupid food habits of eating every day is driving me up a wall. So, the game...
There's no wall here that you're driving up. You're driving down a road. Come on, dude.
Stop taking everything so literally. Oh, I got something for you.
What?
Nothing. All right, so what was I going to say? See, here you go again. All right, so the game got
the
a
reboot. Kickstarter.
Yeah, so Kickstarter successful. We're just going to breeze through that. They rebooted the game. It's called Toe Jam & Earl Back in the Groove, and it is available everywhere right now. Spoilers, I do recommend it if you're a fan of the original game. I don't know. My nostalgia glasses are so... heavily tinted that I don't know if I can recommend it with a clear mind.
Speaking of Kickstarter, a fun fact about the game too is everyone who contributed to the Kickstarter actually has their name and their own avatar in the game. So as you're playing, you come across these avatars and you can interact with them a little bit, and they say their name and, you know, how they helped with the Kickstarter, which is really cool that they did that.
Yeah, I think you had to hit a certain level, so I don't think it's... Now, everyone who donated, I believe their name is in the game, because the credits for this thing are enormous. But I think if you hit a certain level, you got a billboard that will randomly show up in the game with your name next to your avatar.
Well, so like the original game, you've got the quote-unquote lemonade stand at level zero.
Mm-hmm.
If you... do a little bit of exploring on that very bottom island, you'll actually have sections open up to further parts of that island. And there's tons of billboards on the, I want to say the west side of the island. And it's just names upon names, some couple jokes that I think people have opted for instead of their name. But yeah, it's basically like a living credits within the game. Quite cool.
Yeah, I really like it a lot. And so Back in the Groove touches on just about everything about the first game that I liked. It went back purely to the original formula of there's a fixed and there's a random level. There's a ton more characters. The original game just had Toe Jam & Earl. There's Toe Jam's mom. There's two versions of Toe Jam & Earl. There's characters I don't know who they are, and I never play as them because I only play as Earl.
There's mini games.
Yep, and it's got all the style. Now, the game, I have to say, taking my nostalgia glasses off, graphically doesn't impress me that much. It kind of feels like a high-end Flash game to me a little bit. And maybe it's just the animation and the characters just feels a little dated.
I think they did that purposely, though, just so that it would feel like the original more. It is kind of like dated, but it's the nostalgia feels. You know, it's like how Bloodstained uses the pixelated Castlevania style of the original because that's what they're going for.
Yeah. And I do get tired of mentioning Bloodstained on this podcast because it comes up a lot.
Because it's an awesome retro kickback.
Well, and it's true. So,
spiritual successor.
Exactly. It's almost like someone should make a podcast about that. Put it on all the places you download things that come down from the internet.
Yes.
So Toe Jam and Earl does actually, when you get past the initial look of it, it does actually have a lot of attitude, similar to the first one. Now, one of the things that we notice, the first real surprise for me, and you texted me when it happened to you, is you get in an elevator and sometimes they're mimics.
Yes.
And they eat you and take you down a level, which really surprised me the first time it happened. I thought it was a great addition.
Yeah. That it kind of plays into the part with the first game and actually this game as well, where there was mailboxes that you could go to and purchase gifts from. But there was also mimic mailboxes that would attack you if you got too close to them. So it's kind of like a play on that, but a little bit, you know, just kind of it gives you that. What's the word I want?
The feels, the nostalgia.
You know, when something bad happens in a game.
Here, hold this moist towelette while you think about it.
I can't think of it.
All right, so as you explore, it's the same kind of thing. You explore going from level to level. I believe there's 25 levels. Again, there's a secret floor at zero. Apparently, and I haven't found this yet, there's a secret floor above Funkatron.
Yes, that's what I heard as well.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to it. I haven't figured it out. And I also haven't looked at spoilers. I kind of want to do it on my own, but it's just one of those things. Now, the other thing about this game is it has online play. So one of the things about Toe Jam and Earl, and I should have mentioned this on the first part, is it was actually kind of revolutionary for its split-screen play because you would be on the same screen as both your characters, but if you got far enough apart, the screen would split. And then you could go your own way. You could even be on different floors at the same time. And that remains true here, but now you can play online, so you don't even have to worry about splitting the screen.
Side fact, if you're on different floors, the person that's in the higher floor cannot proceed to the next level until the other person catches up to the same elevator.
Yes. And that was true in the original game as well as this. So I found at the end of the day, there's really not that much of a difference. Like what we explained in the first game and what we explained here is pretty true of the new game. The only other thing, there's a dance mechanic, which is really dumb.
That's the mini games I was referring to.
Yeah, you find a guy, you dance, it gives you XP, but the dancing is like
kind of Guitar Hero-esque feel.
But not as engaging. Like it's true. It just feels... It's lame. I really don't like it. I only do it for the XPs. But I did find that this game is a lot easier. I beat it on my first run.
I still have not beaten it.
Oh, I got something for you. So
what?
Huh? Nothing.
Chicken sandwich?
Yeah. No. You're not getting fries or a chicken sandwich.
Dang it.
So.
Hungry.
So, Scott, having played this game and the original game, how do you feel about this remake? Does it recapture everything you remember?
It does. My only qualm with the remake is, for some reason, I have a harder time tiptoeing to avoid enemies. That was one of the biggest mechanics within the first one. If there's enemies that are close by but are not looking at you, if you're tiptoeing, they won't see you because you're walking by close. You're walking by slowly enough that they don't hear you. They don't have the audio cue to look in your direction and see you.
Well, and some of them are asleep.
Yeah, and some of them would be asleep, too. I noticed that the range is a lot further out, so you have to start tiptoeing a lot further away from the enemy than you did in the original game. So I end up getting caught more often, and I'm having to run away from the enemy And in the process of running away from one, I'll run into another one who probably wouldn't have noticed me had I been able to tiptoe.
Yeah, it does kind of snowball.
However, they added a mechanic. There's these tall sunflowers, and if you happen to walk up to them and stop moving, you quote-unquote hide in the sunflowers, and the idiot earthlings can't see you.
Yeah, think of like Assassin's Creed in the hay bales. You just jump in, everybody's like, what happened? And then you move on. So at the end of the day, I do recommend the game. I think it's a great reboot. I'm glad to see the series is back. I hope it sells well and we can get a fourth one with some more new ideas. They kept it very true to the original, but it didn't feel like it had a lot of new ideas. And maybe I would have hated it if it did, and I'm a hypocrite. But anyway, well, Scott.
Maybe they'll remake the second one for you.
Okay, so.
But yeah, I recommend the game as well. Great throwback. Yeah. What are you? That's my seatbelt. What are you doing?
Yep.
Slow down, Jeff. What are you doing?
I've been waiting this from all life since sixth grade.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Slow down!
And that's it for Neo Retro Video Game Disco, Episode 3. I want to thank you for listening. You can follow the show on Twitter at Neo Retro VG Disco. You can follow me on Twitter at Jay Queasy. I want to thank Scott for coming on the show, although he probably regrets it. And, well, I guess that's it. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time for more Neo Retro Video Game Disco.
Neo Retro Video Gaming is created by my dad, Jeff. It comes out every other Monday. Thanks for listening.